Mix 94.7 KMCH, honorary morning show co-host, because she is going to come in and co-host this show one of these days. Jeannie Dolmeyer from the Delaware County Fair. How are you, friend? How was your week?
It's been fantastic. I don't know that I'm smart enough to run the board,
so it's
going to have to be co-host.
If I can do it, anybody can do it.
There's a lot of buttons.
I only used three.
You know, if anybody's never been in here, everybody should just, you should host a tour some night and just let people see.
See all the buttons and levers and pulleys.
Levers.
I almost said Dr. Oz. It's like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
See, you could host this show.
Behind the curtain.
Look behind the curtain.
But no, it's really pretty fascinating, actually. And maybe they're just all, you know.
Most of them are for show. I have no clue what half of these do.
I was just going to say, maybe they're just extra to make you look cool. I'm not sure.
Like, there's some of these I've never used, and I've been here for 2 years now. So.
Okay, fair enough.
But that's not why you called. That's not why you're here. Let's talk about you, and let's talk about the Delaware County Fair. I don't know if you know this. As a kid, I did the pedal pole circuit, Fayette Watermelon Days. Our whole basement is full of pedal pole trophies.
That's fantastic.
Oh,
did you do the whole thing where you had to win at a contest so then you could go on to the state contest and compete there?
We weren't that fancy over in Fayette County. Just had one guy with two tractors and a sled and really cool trophies.
Really cool trophies.
Oh, yeah. That was... And then I graduated up to the big kids pedal tractor.
Nice. So did you have a track in your backyard that you were just getting?
No, but I had mom and dad bought me a John Deere pedal tractor for one Christmas, and I would ride that thing all over the farm.
So part of it was just, you know, technique.
Yeah.
I think pedal pulls is all about
conditioning.
Technique. Yeah.
Conditioning. Yeah. I was on steroids too, which helped. I'm kidding. No, but you're doing a pedal pull this year.
We are doing a pedal pull. So Saturday night in front of the grandstand, we'll have an FFA club come in and do a pedal pull for us, pedal tractor pull. And so always fun.
Celebrity pedal pull.
If you can fit your legs on their little John Deere tractor, I'll let you
pull. I did it in Wyoming's fair a couple years ago, and there's pictures of it. I will do it for Delaware County.
You know, the funniest thing I think I ever saw recently anyway was during the Ag Olympics last year, which is another way you can participate at the fair. They put the kids on these pedal tractor pulls in the limestone in the show ring.
That's horrible.
And you know, like my son, he's a little brute, really.
Uh-huh.
But he gets on there, and you know, there's something to the physics of how long your legs are and how heavy your body is, and then the limestone. And they're popping
tips
wheelies
over backwards. Yep.
It was fantastic. You know, these little brutes who thought they were so strong were just going to go out there and dominate this. And the ones who could really do it were the little girls who weighed about 75 pounds
soaking wet. Yeah, exactly.
And they, you know, their legs were shorter and they were smaller.
Well, the worst part is when the pedal comes back around, hits you right in the shin. That's the worst part.
So that, to me, that was funny because it was just one of those where not always is strength the only advantage there is out there.
I will help you put together a celebrity. That will make up for me not doing the basketball. I'll help coordinate the pedal pole.
All right.
And we got to talk to Kurt or somebody to get a big trophy for it, too.
You know, we can get a trophy as comes up to your knees if you want to.
So we have to find somebody short. That's what you do. So one of the other ways to do this, I mentioned basketball, but you've got 3-on-3 basketball.
So, you know, we have 3-on-3 street ball, and we call it street ball because we do it outside on the concrete.
You can throw elbows
and everything. Well, you know, there was some of that last year. Okay. Yeah. But I mean, it's meant to be very outside street ball-ish. It's not meant to be a professional, court with referees. And it's just meant to be something you'd like a game of pickup that you would play outside with your buddies. And so we did a tournament with that last year and had a few teams. It was kind of fun to watch. Pretty low key. You can sign up for a lot of these things on our website. We're also going to do a free throw contest. So if you're not into the full on basketball game, but you think you got a pretty good shot, you know, then you
that rules out the Hawkeyes. Have you seen some of those games last year? They're not coming.
I refuse to comment. But the free throw contest is a lot of fun. And we, most of these contests, what we do is we kind of wait and see who we have sign up, ages and whatever, and then we make appropriate brackets. So, because we never know. But it's open to all sorts of ages. And so any of those are free game if okay. you want to if you want to give it a shot.
Well, and the beauty of this is we got next week when you come in, we got even more ways.
Absolutely.
And I do see what I see salsa and beer and wine yep. on our list for next week.
We're going to talk about that. But before we go, I want to talk about.
How did I miss that
one? I don't know, but I want to.
Oh, you even starred that one, and I love that one.
I'm going to keep you on track, Justin.
Yeah, good luck.
We're going to do a kickball tournament this year.
Big yellow kickball?
Well, no, probably a little red one, but. But just the same, you know, and the teams, again, 16 and up can play in this tournament. Boys, girls, men, women, doesn't matter. Again, very much meant to be not a crazy competitive contest.
Nobody's going to the Olympics after winning here is what you're saying. Yeah.
Correct. The Delaware County Fair wants people to have fun. Mm-hmm. Just do something for a good time. And so get your team together. 10 people. We don't care if it's all girls, all boys. It doesn't matter to us because, again, the biggest award you're probably going to get is bragging rights. And and so...
why do it any other reason?
Right,
you know?
Right. And we're going to do those right on the ball diamonds. And we'll have the concession stand over there. We're going to have a bags tournament down there. So just kind of open up another part of the fairgrounds that we don't utilize enough. And
that's
so,
cool.
Yeah. And so we're going to do that. So I really urge, you know, get your family together, get your extended family, get your buddies from work, get your whoever, people off the street that are walking by your house. I don't care.
Come join. We're going to go play kickball.
Play kickball. You know, actually, when you were 10, you would have done that.
Oh, totally.
You know, walked out and grabbed whatever team you could and had a blast all day. And that's the kind of feelings that we want to evoke at the fair. We want people to just come have a blast. And if cows aren't your thing, tractor pulls aren't your thing, whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe kickball is.
Yeah.
Maybe basketball is. You know, we really want to create a feeling that there really is something to do no matter who you are. Not into sports, not into cows, come in and be in our piano contest that has now opened up to a talent show.
Mm-hmm.
You can sing, you can dance, you can play an instrument, you can do really whatever you'd like to do. And so that opportunity is available. So I really think we have kind of a rounded out ways that people
absolutely.
Can participate. So we'd love to have everyone.
Next year, it's the piano kickball contest. So that'll be something to
I'm
see.
I'm not sure where the rules are on that.
We have a whole year to prepare.
Sounds fun. alongside the celebrity, maybe we use the piano as the weights for the celebrity tractor or pedal pull.
Could you imagine? People would show up just to see how we'd pull it off.
If you can pull the piano, you have won this game.
And our winner at 2 feet, 7 inches. I know the fair books are out and about now. What else you got for us as we wrap our time time?
You can get them at the banks. You can get them from a fair board member, extension office, my office. $36, 6 coupons, one for each day to the fair. There's a free beer in there. There's a free craft beer in there. There's a free kids admission in there. I mean,
it's like you're paying me to get the fair book.
And that's before you even start using all the coupons that all of our awesome sponsors and downtown businesses put in. So
next week, by the way, just to whet your appetite, here's three things we're going to talk about next week: beer and wine, salsa, and rock, paper, scissors.
How can you go wrong?
That's what we call a deep tease in the broadcast industry right there. Jeannie, always good to see you. Delaware CO Fair is where you'll get all the information. Look for her smiling face on our website here shortly at kmch.com.